Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
All right, Ted, we're back.
We are back. The smoke is gone.
That's right.
Football's back.
That's right.
Ah, everything's mega. It's all coming up mega.
Luke Wilson is still on the Seahawks.
Yes.
I see him on the special teams doing stuff. His long flowing locks.
Yes. And everybody's girlfriends. You can stop sending messages to me and Steve.
Like, right.
We want him on as much as you do.
100%. Like, I just got a text from him out of the blue. It's typical Luke. Just, Migs, what's up? I write him back. I'm like, and even my wife, Sid's like, so who was it? I'm like, that was Luke Wilson. Just texted me. I haven't heard from him in months. And it was just a mix. What's up? And I'm like, I guarantee I won't hear from him again in months on my reply. I'm like, I'm doing good. Blah, blah, blah. How you been? I'm like laughing seconds later. Oh, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, we talked for like a little bit. And it's like, this is the longest I've ever had a text exchange with Luke without it taking like 6 months to get a reply.
Yeah. I told you, right? That was right before your baby was born.
Right.
He posted something on Instagram and I just sent him a DM and we went back. But I knew it was only because I caught him like right in front of his phone where there was nobody else around.
No distractions. And I never get like inside. Like, I get it. The guy is a busy man.
Yeah.
He's busy growing his beard, his locks, and also playing with the Seattle Seahawks.
I just laugh because like people aren't being mean, but they're just like, hey, man, like, for real, like, when are you guys getting Luke back on? Like, dude, trust me.
We would love to have him on.
Right. He's welcome anytime.
Open door. We love Luke. I'm so happy that he's playing with the Hawks. You're 2-0, Seattle Seahawks.
Damn right.
Oh.
God, it feels good.
It does. Dude, how? Okay. I mean, do we talk about him now?
I don't know. Do we? Do we just do push-ups? We're already fired up.
All right, let's hit the push-ups. Yeah. The heart rate and the blood pumping in the brain.
Functioning.
Ted, this song brought me back to my rave days in the late 90s, early 2000s, going on NAF Studios, USC Presents. For some reason, this just gives me that vibe. It's like I'm hopped up on ecstasy and I'm humping a speaker at the Washington State Convention Center.
Take that speaker.
That's right. Or at CenturyLink Field, whatever it was called. I don't even remember. WAMU Theater, that's what it is. This also sounds like the beginning of our documentary. Yeah. And then two men decided to spray each other with champagne after the Sounders won the championship.
The first of two.
Two stars. And now they're getting ready to give you, the Mega Family, 10 solid push-ups.
Ah!
Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Let's go, Mega Family.
Ah!
Get to the ground.
You're right. It still sounds old school.
Right?
Wait for like steam to shoot up.
Let's get 10. Steve just finished doing their 10 push-ups.
Felt crisp. Felt crisp with this song.
Their chests are bulging out of their shirts. People just want to poke their chests.
People are saying they're getting filthy.
Filthy as... These two men need hats to contain their filthiness.
And cover their bald heads.
That too.
Man, that is good. And that's just from the library?
It's just from the library, and it's like a banger.
Yeah, this guy's putting together cut.
Like, I would legit lose my mind.
Can we get a couple bottles of water?
What? Oh! It's not over.
TED Talks, starring D-Tech Smith.
Dude, the blood is pumped.
Here's a towel.
I have a boner.
I'm kidding. Like, we both went to that well of like, that was exhaustion.
Oh.
Well, I had a TED Talk that was kind of nice and everything, but after that, I feel like I just wanted to coach people up and tell them to go do something awesome.
Yes, tell them.
All right. Here's what you gotta do, man. You're gonna get pumped up and do these push-ups. And then we gotta do the simple thing, Steve. Now, what are the simple things?
Apparently, a DoorDash commercial just interrupted.
Oh, damn it. All right, I'll give the real one.
Okay.
Here's what I want to tell people. Is that really a DoorDash one?
Yes. 0% deal-out delivery for your first
order. That's kind of pleasant. Be open-minded when you're talking to people. Yelling at each other does no good, right?
It doesn't,
unless you're firing each other up. But you don't got to yell at each other. You might not agree with somebody, but listen to them. Be a little more open-minded. Also, do your research. I hear a lot of people yelling at each other, and they're both wrong. Neither of them have an actual fact. They're just screaming at each other, and that's not doing any of us any good. Now, this could be a lot of things. I know you're probably thinking it's about politics. Wrong. It's about sports. Don't sound like an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. And the word "and." The Seattle Seahawks can be great. And give up way too many yards.
Right?
We can love something and criticize it.
I'm fine with them giving up a ton of points and a ton of yards as long as they have one more point than the other team.
Oh, my.
That game was incredible.
That game on Sunday was one of the best NFL games I've watched in a long time.
Dude, so we all know how it ended, obviously, because they stopped it on, like, what, the two-yard line with 2 seconds left. Imagine being me. So I'm watching this whole game. When my wife and I get into bed, and like we still have the game on because we put Tatum down to bed around like 7:30-ish, and then we just go straight to bed and we just put TV on. So the Seahawks at this point are now up by 12 points. I'm feeling pretty good and feeling relaxed. I'm like, could it be that I'm going to go to bed at a decent time? My heart's not going to be racing because of the Seahawks. Sid falls asleep. Next thing you know, S just kind of falls apart. And now here we are with 2 seconds left in the game on the two-yard line. My heart is racing. I do not know how to control myself. My wife is sound asleep. Now, anyone who has a wife that has a relatively new child in their life, you know sleep is very important to that person. I will not mess with that. I do not want to wake her up. But when they stopped Cam Newton, I had to do everything in my power not to scream. So it's like I'm in bed and I sound like a wounded dolphin. I just go, yee! And that's it. That was my celebration for this game.
I'm with you. When they went up 12, literally, because I'm on a Zoom with a couple of people, and I'm like, that's it. It's a wrap. That ice is it. We're good to go. And then it's like, then I'm standing for the next 5 minutes. Like, no.
When they blew that 3rd-and-1, I was just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. I get why you went with that play. Like, I know people criticize them. I get it. That's a good point. Like, that's a good time to take advantage of them.
Yeah.
Oh, but when they missed the pass, I was like, you got to be kidding me.
God, and I mean, I don't really, but watching that game, I was like, I hate Julian Edelman.
I did that too at some point. I'm like, freaking Edelman.
Right. At one point, I was telling her, I was like, Julian Edelman used to sleep with my girlfriend. He's a bad human.
True story. Right. Oh my gosh. What a fun game. That was the most fun I think I've watched. Of course, because it ended with a victory.
Right. And look, the Seahawks are good this year, but just it's been such a weird year. And I like the NFL, but I don't know that I've ever been more involved in a Seahawks season or just watching NFL games than I have been this year.
Dude, I'm the same way even with hockey as well. I've been so glued to the Stanley Cup Finals and the Stanley Cup playoffs in general. I am every year, but I'm a little more invested in it this year, and my team's not in it. The Kraken haven't even started playing hockey either. And so it's just like, I don't know why at first I realized it's because I thought I'd get back.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And so having football, even with no fans, and I don't mind the pumped-in fake crowd noise. I know some people are annoyed by it, but to me, it doesn't bother me one bit. I like it.
And a lot of it, I didn't realize how much is just ambient noise.
Yes.
Like, if it wasn't there and you could hear those dudes yelling and saying everything on the field, first of all, there'd be way too many curse words and other words you can't say.
Same with
especially
hockey.
That Steve and I could not say on national TV.
Right. Like, some shows are named after certain words and they get Emmys and we can't even say the name of that show. But, you know, yeah, you're absolutely right.
I'm more thinking of, like, rap bands.
No, I know. Oh. I was just kidding. But, yeah, dude.
Did you guys say it, by the way?
No, I just said Poops Creek.
I was so scared. I know we were allowed to. I was so scared. I couldn't say. I had, like, a breakdown. And I was just like, I'm too nervous.
Dude, I was at the gym and our boss called up and goes, how did you handle S-Word Creek winning the Emmys from last night? Did you talk about it on the air? I'm like, oh, yeah, we talked about it. And it was just a long pause. And I was like, I'm just going to play it up. And he's like, well, how'd you handle it? And I'm just like, oh, I just said S. Congrats to them. Holy S. And he's like, long pause. He's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, no, dude. Of course I didn't do that. We refer to it as Poops Creek.
Right. We got an email that was like, they're going to allow it. Because like earlier that day, I was on FS1 in the morning. Sometimes I'll watch an hour of Colin Cowherd. Mm-hmm. And Joy Taylor, his co-host, said it. And I was like, I was literally shaving. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. Is that just allowed now? And then we had an email that was like, if you're just talking about the show, you could say it. But honestly, I don't know, mess with it. I know me, and I pause at the wrong time. I would have started giggling. Somehow, I would have screwed it up.
Bro, whenever I mention like country music, I accidentally pause on the word country, always at the worst possible time.
Yeah, I did it once on the show, too, and Ben had to dump it because he's like, you just said the C word.
Yeah, I remember one time referring to Carrie Underwood as some country artist, and I forgot the tree part.
Yeah.
And it was just like on my old show, and I think it was Carrie Underwood. It was an American Idol country artist.
All right.
And yeah, that was very awkward. Yeah, dude. And how about the whole time, I remember I got in that morning, I'm like, this mother effing show has gone nine seasons and flew under the radar until their final season. Granted, very critically acclaimed and people did love it. It was a popular show.
Yeah, Miles has been talking about it, but it was always just S Creek.
Right. But then they win like nine Emmys and it's like, oh, of course, in your final season, this is when you want to throw this kind of wrench in everyone's plans.
Yeah. Which also, going back to the Seahawks thing, I completely forgot the Emmys were on. I was so enthralled in that game.
I didn't know until the next morning.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Did you see Kimmel's bit where he grabbed like all the newscasters and other TV personalities trying to talk about Poops Creek winning the Emmys?
No.
Oh, here, check it out.
The show up a creek whose name we can't say on morning TV.
Can't say the name on TV, but it involves the creek. Now, we're not sure if we're allowed to say the name.
Yeah.
Our boss told us we can't say the name of the show.
Renee didn't want to say the name of the TV show.
Not really.
She doesn't want to get in trouble.
That is spelled S-C-H-I-T.
Yes. Still can't say the name of the show that swept.
Can't really say the name on TV, but Creek is in the title.
The show that sounds like Splits Creek.
We're talking about S-Creek. S-Creek is so good.
I've never seen Blank Creek.
Can I say the name of the show?
No. I guess you can, but you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like all these stipulations. I'm like, I'm not even going to go. I'm not even taking the chance. I don't feel like getting fined. Poops Creek. I like, though, Splits Creek.
Splits Creek is pretty good. I like what they did there.
And S Creek is kind of funny because it almost sounds like Ass Creek.
Yeah, that's what we've been saying for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but anyhow, that was the last season of it, right?
Yep.
All right. So
don't have to worry about it anymore.
Pressure's off us.
Whew. Unless they make a movie. Yeah.
Who goes, are they even open now?
Yeah, there's not even real movies going on anymore. That's true. Yeah, that Seahawks game. Dude, could Jamal Adams be the greatest trade that the Seahawks have ever made?
Unbelievable. I mean, I don't know that I've seen a defensive player make such a big deal. I mean, even that first week, I was just like, my God, this guy is good.
And the second week, I thought it was funny because I think it was around the third quarter where I was like, yeah, he's been good out there, but man, he hasn't really been a difference maker. And then the next play, he just crushes it, and then he owns the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Well, that goes to the best of his abilities. He's one man.
Right. Well, that goes back to the Seahawks needing some help on the D line. I think they only have 3 sacks total, and he has 2 of them.
I know, dude. It's insane watching that guy. Like, and his reaction and the Collier?
Yeah.
Their reaction after the stop of Cam Newton was like just every time I see the picture of them just flexing, I get goosebumps.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Jamal Adams, to me, that's just one of those like old school things where you go, listen, son, that is just a man that loves football.
Yep.
Now he's, you know, he does this and that, but you could tell he likes playing football.
I love watching his press conferences because he like will be like, I need to work on this. I need to work on that. And it's like, nobody's criticizing you, man. In fact, I think everyone wants to send the Jets more draft picks to thank them for really giving us to you. Because I think we got away with like a highway robbery and gave up 2 first-round draft picks for the guy.
Right, and I get that he was an all-pro, but who was sitting around watching Jets games the last couple of years?
And I love that every press conference, he takes a shot at the old team. The last one, he was just talking about, it felt good to beat the Patriots. I'm just not used to that.
Right.
I was like, oh, that's rough. Just turn the screw. And I know, like, my buddy Joe, you know Joe from the WWE.
Yeah.
After the during the first game, I was like, I'm a huge fan of this new show called the Jamal Adams Show. And he sent me some kind of a meme that was just like, pretty much go F yourself, because he's a huge Jets fan.
The Jets are a mess.
I don't remember when they haven't been.
You know, to Rex Ryan's credit,
Boomer Esiason was their quarterback.
Yeah. Go Terps.
Oh.
Boomer's a Terp.
Yeah, you're right. The Rex Ryan years.
Ryan, they did go to the playoffs a couple of those years, and it seemed like they were making strides, and then butt fumble, and that fell apart, and then, right, they just haven't been relevant.
Who was the guy? It was Mark Sanchez.
Yeah.
That Rex Ryan got the tattoo of him on his body. Do you remember that?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Rex Ryan got a tattoo, I believe, of Mark Sanchez. Like, it's a really silly one, but he got a tattoo of Mark Sanchez on his body. And everyone's like, Rex Ryan's nuts.
He is. And he's in defeat.
You're right.
Remember that whole thing?
That's Mark Sanchez tattoo Rex Ryan. It's okay. It's a girl on his arm wearing a Jets jersey with Mark Sanchez's number 6.
Oh, God. He loved him. By the way, Rex looks trim in that photo.
Yeah, I don't know when that picture was taken, but I like how someone wrote, this is the headline from the Daily Mail. Kinky or creepy? New York Jets coach Rex Ryan dons tattoo of his starting quarterback.
Let me see it again.
Okay. You kind of see it right there.
Yeah, I guess it looks like his wife. I thought it looked a little bit like Lois.
Oh, crap. That's right. The tattoo's of his wife in wearing
Sanchez's jersey.
That means that they've done it that way.
You think?
Yes.
I think this is a...
Why would you get a tattoo of your wife looking attractive? You know, I mean, it's obviously like a...
Oh, I see. He's put her in a Sanchez jersey.
Yes, while they bang.
Sorry. I thought you meant like Sanchez was watching her or something. Maybe. Farewell guy has got my mind all messed up.
Man.
Falwell, whatever his name is.
That's a book I'm going to read one day. The autobiography of Rex Ryan, where he just like lays it all out. You got to imagine during that time of his career when he had Mark Sanchez and things were looking pretty good, that they're in the middle of like the throes of passion, Rex and his wife.
Yeah.
That he like kind of like reached over into the nightstand and it might have been like, you know, a replica jersey with number 6 on. He goes, hey, babe, just toss that on when you get on top of me.
Yeah, or like you come home and she's just in it. You know what? It almost makes me like him more because it's weird. But the idea that the head coach in an NFL locker room is the kinkiest dude in the room, like that's pretty legit.
Babe, turn around. I want to see his name on the back of your jersey. Oh, what are we doing, Ted?
I don't know.
Things just got weird.
Yeah.
So what happens when we take 2 weeks off?
Whew.
Oh, my gosh. You know, since we're talking about sports, I thought it'd be a fun feature. I have no production for this right now, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to do a whole, like, because I know you love sports, and I always love listening to you give me your take on sports, because sometimes it's about cricket. Sometimes it's about South Korean baseball.
Correct.
Right? Okay. I was making sure I got that right.
Sometimes, the KBO.
That's right. Sometimes it's about Formula One.
That's my new one, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you are a fan of any and every sport. If it's on television, if there's some sense of athleticism and competition, you are going to watch it.
Correct.
Okay. So I thought it'd be like Worldwide of Sports, but the TED edition.
All right.
I don't know what the name of it's going to be. Maybe it's like Ted's Worldwide of Sports.
Ted's Wide World of Sports.
Ted's Wide World of Sports with a Mark Sanchez jersey on.
Well, all right. So the new one I'm into is Formula One, right?
And that's car racing.
That is open wheel car racing. So a lot of people
are
like,
what does open wheel mean?
Well, like NASCAR, the wheels are covered, right? It's like it's a stock car.
Oh, okay.
Right? So open wheel means like, you know what I mean?
Like a drag car. Are drag cars open wheel? This is already going badly.
They are, but they're not, they're only going in a straight line.
Got you. Like, right? A big wheel.
But when you get to Formula One, there's 20 spots in the world. That's it. 20 drivers.
Okay.
So like an NFL team has what? 52 dudes on the roster? Like there's a bunch, you know, there's 32 teams. You look at basketball, you got 15 guys on the roster, but there's a whole league of teams. Whereas Formula One, there's literally 20 of these spots. It's the top of the top, like the highest echelon drivers and cars in the world.
I'm looking at a picture of the car. I totally now know what it is.
Did you not really know? I thought you were just busting my chops.
I wasn't busting your chops.
Oh, my bad.
I was like trying to picture it. I didn't understand what you meant. But now when I see it, it's like those are like the Matchbox cars I collected when I was a kid.
Right.
Those things are cool.
They're awesome. And they drive on road courses, too. They drive, Singapore, I think they drive at night. They do one in United Arab Emirates. I mean, it's wild. They do one in Austin, too.
Do they do them at night with, like fluorescent, like LED lights on and stuff? Rave?
Dude, the one in, like, Dubai, and there's one in China. I can't remember which one. They bring in, like, millions of dollars of lights because they're just racing through the city.
That's insane.
The money is unbelievable.
Wait, so if they race through the city, are they just shutting down the city? Or are there cars in the road?
No, they
just damn Beetle, get out of my way.
Well, you've seen like Monaco. That's like the most famous one. But like literally, they're just going through the city.
Damn.
Yeah. So, I mean, and like it's like, to put a comparison, like I love watching college football. So I like the craziness of like any team can beat anybody.
Right.
But when you watch NFL, you're watching the best of the best do work. Mm-hmm. And as I get older, that's just my main thing with sports. It's just, man, just watching any athlete be the top, you know the work they've put in and stuff. That's what's great to watch.
And you know what? In a weird way, like I've always appreciated the best of the best when it comes to sports. Like, if you're making it, I don't care if you're a backup goalie on the worst team in the NHL. Like, you're on a level that's unlike anybody else.
Right, you're a college All-American. You're right. This or that.
Like, so many people wish they could be in your position, and you're one of the lucky 60-ish people that get to play that at that high of a level. But watching The Last Dance with the Michael Jordan documentary, or the Chicago right. Bulls documentary, you realize just on what level Michael Jordan was on that none of us can fully comprehend what made him so great. Some people would say, oh, he's an a-hole, or he's tough on his teammates, but it's like, he's the greatest of that sport.
Right. Is he a psychopath? Yes.
100%.
But is that what drove him to be Michael Jordan? Yes.
Right. So I totally get what you're saying with this.
Right. So that one, the Formula One just caught me this year. It's just like, there's 20 of them. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you can
Who's
lose
your guy?
Daniel Ricciardo. He's Australian. He does all right. He runs for the French company.
He sounds hot.
Actually, he's a good-looking dude.
I am Daniel Ricciardo.
No, he's Australian, mate.
Hey!
Hey, hey, Daniel Ricciardo!
Hey, I'm Daniel Ricciardo! That's not a knife!
That's not a car. This is a car.
I don't know why I made him like a Latino guy. Daniel Ricciardo. Oh, yeah. He's a handsome fella.
Right. And like, there's a, there, if anybody's
he's got that curly hair.
Right. If anybody's interested, there's a whole series on Netflix too called F1 Drive to Survive. So it introduces you to all the drivers. He's very personable. Like, you want to go have a beer with that dude.
You don't want to bring your girlfriend with you, though.
No, no, no. And dude, a couple weeks ago, Lewis Hamilton.
That's not a penis.
this is a penis. Lewis Hamilton, who just dominates, right? Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton win every week, but he missed a red light. So like in NASCAR, man, I'm going to get real nerdy. In NASCAR, when there's a caution, everybody pits, right? But in Formula One, when there's a caution, you can't pit. And they put up a red light. Oh, Mr. Hamilton missed it. So he had to wait 10 seconds. So it's almost always the same guys, him, Bottas, and then Max Verstappen from Red Bull. But it's the two Mercedes drivers and Max. So since he missed that red light, he got penalized 10 seconds, and like there was three brand new guys on the stand, and all the Formula One announcers like, "This we need this every week. Like, we got to penalize Lewis Hamilton or shuffle up the starting grid. Like, the Mercedes is just so far ahead because technology plays a huge part in it."
Now, did he get a ticket in the mail for blowing that red light? No, I'm just kidding. Ha-cha-cha-cha. Sorry, that's terrible. Terrible.
But with that said, the NFL is back, and I don't know. We were just, like, we can keep talking about it, but. Man, it just feels good to watch football. Feels normal.
Yeah, dude.
I want to watch dudes hit each other.
Right. I want some good helmet-to-helmet action. it was so funny because I remember I jinxed myself. I was like, oh, man, Seahawks, they finished game one, no injuries. They look good. Like, whatever about the preseason, then game two, you lose Bruce Irvin, you lose Marquise Blair, and it's like, oh. Like, those are, I don't know why I've always, well, I know why I'm a fan of Bruce Irvin. And I was so happy to see him come back with the Seahawks. And it's just a bummer when you heard that because he's like, he's 32. I don't know how many more years that guy has in him, an ACL injury at that age. Not that 32 is old, obviously.
No, but for an NFL athlete.
Right. And in the position that he plays, and also, like, he's not like a superstar anymore. So it's like, you know, this was the last hurrah. I hope he gets another season in and he can still play with the Seahawks because I thought this was going to be a big season for him. He played well last year with, I can't remember which, was he with Jacksonville?
Was it? All right. I was going to say Tennessee. We'll just call it the AFC South.
He was in a team that was not the Seahawks.
Right.
New insert team name. Here, we'll leave a pause. He was playing with, and he had a great year with those guys. Oh, man. Speaking of sports, we did get a hate message.
All right.
On our Twitter. At the Megacast. And honestly, I read it and I was just like, my skin crawled at first. I'm like, you know, because I don't get on our Twitter a lot and I just selfishly wanted to promote a wrestling thing I was a part of. So I like wanted to get extra, like, you know.
Were you physically wrestling last night?
No, it was pre-taped.
Okay.
We banged out a bunch of episodes. Like, we'll talk about it after the break.
All right.
I'll explain what happened because it was kind of fun, and I think people will get a kick out of it. Even like, I've had plenty of people who are not wrestling fans watch it because they heard me promote it.
Yeah.
And they said, I'm glad you promoted it. That was the strangest but most entertaining thing I've watched in a while, which I was like, perfect. It's the ultimate stoner wrestling show for non-wrestling fans.
All right.
But we get this message from some random guy, and he says, and first thing I see is this is the worst broadcasting I've ever seen. I'm like, what the hell is this guy talking about? Like, what did we do? We haven't even been on for a couple of weeks. He says, dull people interviewing full people talking about nothing has nothing to do with the game. I just turned it off. I hope the rest of the country does too. Whoever thought this up should be fired.
Oh, I know what he's talking about.
And then he wrote at ESPN, at NFL Monday Night Football. I'm like, oh, they must have done their megacast thing on ESPN.
So they used to just do it for the College Football National Championship.
Right.
But now on Monday Night Football, ESPN2, because I watched a little bit of it.
You've got to be kidding me.
Is doing the megacast.
How do we sue them? Or how do we sell our Twitter handles to them for a lot of money?
Hmm.
I'm fine either way.
I think either way, they should be expecting an email from Joe Groove Esquire.
Yes, our lawyer.
Yes.
Let's sue them.
Yeah.
Can we?
I don't know.
Can we do something? I just want money. I'm broke, bro. I'm buying a house. I need cash. I'm about to do OnlyFans for real. I talked about it this morning on the air. I think what I'm going to do is my OnlyFans is just going to be me mowing the lawn because now I have to mow a lawn in my new house.
Shirtless.
Well, what I was going to say is I build an Amazon wish list of all the random costumes. My fans, quote unquote, because I always feel like a douche referring to anyone as a fan. To me, anyone who like pays attention to our show is just a bud. I think that's cool. I'm not like that. I just have a weird way of thinking in that sense.
Huh, awkward. Legit disagreement.
Oh, so you'll refer to people as your fans?
Yeah. Love the fans. It's all about the fans.
See, I don't know why, but I feel like I'm not.
Maybe I say listeners.
Listeners I'm fine with. I always feel weird, and I don't know why, but to me, like when someone's referred to as a fan, it almost feels like then that person referring to them as a fan feels that they're above that person. And I don't feel like I'm above anybody. You know what I mean?
No, but I guess there's some people, like I definitely use the term fans. Because sometimes too, like I'll take people that are like, man, I don't know. We got a bunch of them in common. They'll all be like, yeah, I met that guy who was a fan. Now we're friends.
Yeah. No, like, I'll refer to someone who's a big, I'll be like, oh, that guy, he's a big fan of the show. But for some reason, yeah. It's a stupid thing in my head. And hell, it's like probably me just overthinking things. I will never refer to them as, I wouldn't be like, hey, that's Max. He's a fan. I'd be like, oh, Max is a fan of the show. You know, that's my bud Max. I don't know why. It's just something in my own head.
Well, now I'm going to overthink it every time I
Please
say fan.
Don't, because then you're in my world and you don't want to be in that. All I'm saying, so my fans can buy me whatever costumes are on my own. Like it could be me dressed as an avocado, me dressed as like, you know, the
That's
road
not going to work, Steve. I need you shirtless mowing that lawn.
That's fine. Well, you know, for $4.99 a month, Ted, or $6.99 a month, because that's funnier.
How about $10.99 and you never put on a shirt?
I'll go bottomless for $10.99. But wouldn't that be funny? Like all of a sudden, like my neighbors would be like, why is our neighbor dressed as Wile E. Coyote today? And last week he was an avocado.
Oh, you'll become a huge sensation on the internet because you will never know they're filming you and they'll never know why you're doing it.
Right. So he'll think like they're getting their social media content making fun of me, not realizing I'm getting my media content making money.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the joke's on them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's how my bills are paid.
Yeah.
Or people could just Venmo me 69 cents like they have. That's been pretty cool.
And then we'll have the crossover event of the century. Because, you know, my OnlyFans, Ted the Bear.
That's right. The bear meets the avocado.
Will the bear eat him? I don't know.
Can we just go to a, can we get this damn COVID to be over so we can go to a festival and I'll dress up as an avocado and you dress up as a bear? And there'll be no rhyme or reason. People will be like, what? We can even mess with people like, what? You never read the children's book, The Bear and the Avocado?
The avocado. It's a story about love. Love lost. Strength. Weakness.
It ends with him becoming guacamole. You decide which one.
Our whole thing is just whatever the opposite is. The relationship heated up, then cooled off. The bear loved the water. The avocado loved the earth.
I think we have something here. A children's book.
And we can't have Halloween parties. We're never going to wear costumes again.
Son of a bitch, man.
I know.
What is going on here? I want to be happy again, Ted.
Well,
I'm very happy.
For 20 minutes every Sunday, I have been.
Go Seahawks.
Go Hawks.
Can't wait. So who's next to them? Dallas Cowboys, right?
Oh, yeah. Cowboys coming to town. Which, growing up as a Washington fan, I'm always happy to see the Cowboys lose. No matter who they're playing, no matter what's going on.
How the hell did they win that last game?
Atlanta, pick up the ball. I don't need to scream at you. It's like, what are you guys? What are we doing?
I've never seen an onside kick like that before.
No, because nobody's that dumb. And then the coach was like, well, they thought this or that or blah, blah, blah. I mean, punt it back. Get a penalty. Like, you can't just sit there and watch it.
It was like, they all had like this dumbfounded look. Like, well, is that okay? Can they do that?
It was like a few years ago, an NFL game ended in a tie. And I forget who the quarterback was. And he just straight up goes, I didn't know they could end in ties. And it's like, Listen, I'm not going to blame just the players, but like coaches, like special teams coach, did we not practice one damn onside kick?
Dude, that was like, that was bad.
It was terrible.
I was watching that. I was like, and it's already, you blew such an incredibly big lead.
Yeah.
Because I was all watching that game, like, feeling good, man. We beat the Falcons pretty well, and here they are beating the Cowboys. I know it doesn't always translate into then us being able to beat the Cowboys. Every team's different, and you have strengths and weaknesses. But I was like, all right, man, game three should be a win. Nope.
Atlanta, I don't know how
Atlanta. Who knows what's going to happen now?
Ever since Atlanta blew that Super Bowl, they find ways. Like, it's like they go out of their way to lose.
Yep.
And it's like, they're still good. They put up points. Their defense seems okay. And then you get to that fourth quarter, like, oh, yeah, we're going to choke again.
But meanwhile, and I will take a break in a second. I'm loving, it's like already talks of Russell Wilson being MVP. And it's only two games in. And I think it's just, I love his teammates are just all rallying right now.
I know. I just try not to get too excited as I feel like we've been through this. Yep. And then the second half of the year, everybody's going to be, and granted, Mahomes is the man. What's his name over in Baltimore? Is the
Jackson.
Man. Right. Lamar is great. But like last year, I think Russell and Lamar had a great year. But like the first 6-8 weeks, that trophy was Russell's.
100% agree.
Yeah.
And I think once, honestly, and I felt like it was last year, I was like, once the talk started actually becoming more on a national level, it just, and not Russ's fault. I mean, I wouldn't put blame on him, but like his performance wasn't on par with what he was doing prior to the talks.
But also, we've almost become numb to it. Because the guy has just produced, so again, at such a high level and kept this organization relevant and in the playoffs every year that, like, the rest of the country just hadn't been noticing.
Dude, that throw to what, David Moore? I mean, everyone talks about the catch, which the catch was incredible.
Right.
But in order to make that incredible catch, you got to have a guy that could throw the ball perfectly where it landed.
Right. I mean, the simple thing is just look at all the young quarterbacks. Who do they look up to? Russ.
Yeah. It's you weird know? Looking at him. Like, I still view Russ as this young, up-and-coming quarterback when it's like, he's a seasoned vet.
Yeah.
What, he's like 8 seasons in now?
Right. He's right in. I mean, look, credit to Aaron Rodgers, too. Like, they both look great right now.
Well, that's because Aaron Rodgers is no longer with Danica Patrick. Did you see what he said? I'm much happier in my life now. It was like
I miss that.
It was like a not so subtle vote people are saying. It was almost like a Jamal Adams talking about his old team, but it's him talking about his old girlfriend.
Right, which you can honestly mean that, but it never comes off right when it's like, it didn't work out, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me. It just sounds like sour grapes. Now, it could be very well true. Like, I have exes that have introduced me to some awesome people and, you know, showed me some things, got me into some teams like the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And I'm very, showed me how to recycle. So, but it's, you can't, right, but saying out loud, like, that breakup was good for me just sounds bad.
Anything good come out of your relationship with Miss X? Yes, I learned how to recycle.
I just didn't recycle back in the day.
We didn't, Ryan Castle? If you ever want to get shamed for not recycling, spend the day with Ryan Castle.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
To his credit, it works. I'm a psycho about it at work.
Oh, dude, I threw away a cup. And I threw it in the garbage while I'm talking to him. And as I'm talking to him, I felt the fear and the panic. And I instantly reached back into the garbage, grabbed that cup out, and put it back in the recycling. I don't even think he noticed any of it.
Dude, I was at a rehearsal dinner years ago for a wedding. And this dude opened a pack of cigarettes and just let the cellophane fall on the ground. And we're looking at each other, right? Looking at each other like we are. And I just leaned over and picked it up and went to put it in my pocket. He's like, oh, my bad. I'll take that. Like, I wasn't going to say anything, but I was just like, and you just go on litter.
Right. It's not that hard. Just throw it away.
Yeah. Put it in your pocket. You'll find a place to put it later.
All right. Well, it's don't even get me going about dog poop in my development. I'm glad I'm moving. Speaking of moving. So we got to talk a little bit about moving.
All right.
Because karma, if you believe in it, I have a great example of it.
All right.
When the Megacast returns.
Thank goodness. These two idiots finally stopped talking. The Megacast will unfortunately be back.
Can I speak to your manager?
America's Next Top Karen is back.
Can we be seated already? We've been waiting for 5 minutes.
Watch as these kooky Karens compete to be the best in America.
You guys can't be selling lemonade here. This is a residential neighborhood.
I need to take my boys to soccer practice.
You cannot force me to wear a mask. I will call the cops. I will call the cops.
Well, how much longer is it going to be? What?
These Karens are large and in charge.
I ordered the white romaine hearts and the wedge salad. These leaves are green.
Hi, 911. There's a lady here who's trying to make me wear a mask. I'm afraid for my life! I'm afraid for my life!
This Sunday on Bravo. All Karens, all the time.
I'm calling the police.
They just spent the last 20 seconds washing each other from head to toe. The Megacast is back.
You're my hero. Oh,
I know.
I love that. Right. Stick it to the man, Ted.
Yeah.
Stick it to the man.
Somebody had to.
Oh, that little commercial we had right there making fun of the quote-unquote Karens. Did you see the one that was just put on Bro Bible?
All right, which one was this?
Oh, my gosh. It was...
By the way, I'm almost over that term.
The Bro Bible?
No. Karen. I still love Bro Bible.
Yeah.
Some of these terms, I feel like some, like, you know, that started like a year ago and like, Karen, leave the barbecue alone, this and that. But now it's like everything.
If yeah, you do you're some, right.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm fine with making fun of white people for liking mayonnaise. I'm white. I love mayonnaise. But like, if a white woman buys mayonnaise, it doesn't make her a Karen.
No. And it's almost like the boomer thing. Like, not everything is okay, boomer.
Right.
You know? It's just, there's a funny guy. There's a guy by the name of Mad Kurt. He's a UK-based wrestler.
Holy
dude, there's a torrential downpour going outside.
Sorry, that just caught my eye.
Dude, if you look out there, it's like waves of rain. I've never seen it like that before.
It's a proper storm we got blowing through today.
Damn.
Expect some thunder and lightning mixed in tomorrow.
Yeah, you can see like the wind blowing the rain.
Sheets of rain.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so funny that caught both our eyes. Dude, it's like, damn.
I've never seen it like that. Maybe I just never paid attention, but I've never seen it like in that kind of like weirdness. Well, anyway, this guy Mad Kurt. He is like he calls himself the keyboard warrior. He's
right.
Like a skinnier wrestler, but dude, he is so awesome, man. I watched a bunch of his matches. He comes out with a keyboard in his hand, like that's his prop, and he uses it as a weapon.
Nice.
And he just like talks mad ass, but he's like a Gen Z character. He's got braces. He's like a young guy, right? And he always trolls people on the internet and like sends them certificates if they thinks like the person's like an okay boomer and like all the, you know, has some fun with it. But now his latest thing is like there's some wrestlers out there with really like weird opinions on things like flat earthers or just right. Like, you know, there's a guy, Flip Gordon, who's been like going off about like how your vote doesn't count or something along those lines. And he showed like a picture of him holding his voting pamphlet, throwing it in the garbage.
Like for real? Or is this like shtick?
I think it's like that's his opinion.
All right.
It's not part of his character. It's not like a gimmick in the world of wrestling. So Mad Kurt, what he does when wrestlers do that, he'll be like, Mr. Gordon, I've got some information that totally backs your belief about the earth and blah, 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 and all the climate and this, that, and the other thing. Can you just DM me so I can share it with you? I put it on here, but I'm sure all the leftist trolls are going to just beat us up about it. And so Flip Gordon will then follow him back, send him a direct message and be like, what you got? And Matt Kurt just writes him back, goes, I think you're a big baby. And that's it.
It's so funny.
Or I think on one of them, he wrote to one guy, he goes, you're a dumb baby. That's all I got. And I'm like, these are the dumbest insults, but in the greatest way. And it's just, and then they get pissed off and block them. It's so great. But I just thought that was kind of funny. Speaking of wrestling, I'm just all over the place. Sorry.
That's all right. I don't care.
You know, let's talk about the Karen thing, because I did find this funny piece of audio, and it's a woman.
I still say John Oliver gets credit for that.
Did you see the Karen Halloween mask?
Yes. That'd but like scary. 3 years ago, he had a skit about chicken salad or something, and he just yelled, don't put that in there. Remember, it was like Karen from accounting.
Yes.
So I still, I don't know. I can't guarantee it, but I feel like he has something to do with the beginning of it.
I feel, I'm with you in a sense. Like the fact that we just focus on being just one name, it sucks for anyone that's named Karen.
Yeah. And like Karens imagine, don't. Yeah.
Like, could you imagine if everything was like, Ted, don't be an idiot. It's like, oh, you're being a Ted. After a while, you're like, dude, okay, I get it. But there's this one woman that people were calling like just this crazy Karen. She's a woman that was mad about how a guy parked at a Home Depot.
All right.
Here's the thing, though. So this clip is great because it just continues to get more and more incredible as it goes along. But she's mad at him because she feels that he's too close to her car so her daughter can't get into the passenger seat. Now, when you watch the video, you'll see it's like the kind of parking spots that have like two lines, like you know, right. Instead yeah, of like yeah. One line.
Yeah.
So it gives you those two lines. So that way, and I always view them as like that's like giving you enough wiggle room for your door. Well, her car is basically diagonal. It's in the lines. So she's the one
who started the parking job bat.
Right. But is mad at this guy who has a Jeep Wrangler. And she says it's too big of a car, which Jeep Wranglers aren't that big.
I mean,
the four doors are bigger. They're longer. But it's still not a very wide vehicle. And so she's yelling at the guy. And he's just like, can we not ignore the fact that you're parked like an idiot and you're mad at me? And she starts saying that he has a small penis. And it's just great. So here we go.
But I can't park in my car. My daughter has to get in. He won't move his car. My daughter has to get in.
As I say, that's the other problem. You own one, my buddy Bernie. Like, everybody I know that's owned a Jeep is generally a pretty even temperament guy. So when it started with him laughing already, I was like, yeah, like Jeep people, like, they might be a little bro-ish here or there, but like, they're generally pretty chill.
Cool dudes. Jeep owners, what are we known for? The wave.
Yeah.
The whole premise of owning a Jeep is that you can, in a friendly way, wave at another Jeep owner.
Right.
And I miss that as a Renegade now owner. I'm not a Wrangler owner anymore.
I was going to say, the other thing I know about Jeep Wrangler owners, like, you could own the fanciest cars in the world, and every time it'd be like, I miss that Jeep.
I do.
I know. Bernie brings it up all the time.
I miss my blue Jeep so bad. I would love to have it back. Even my wife's like, I like my Renegade. Don't get me wrong. And I get the reason behind it. I love it is because that we have a four door for baby Tatum.
Yeah.
And I couldn't afford to just spring for a four door Jeep. It was just going to be like too much. And this, like, I was able to pay cash and not have to have a car payment. That was important. But yeah, I miss my Jeep.
Yeah. My brother had one. I love him.
Move it. You parked it too close.
I love that she's like making fun of him, like she thinks he's stuttering, and he's just like trying to process. You're mad at me for parking too close when it's your car that's over the line.
Right? She's already worked up, and she's already worked up. She's pissed off.
When you open that door,
does she do this a lot?
Car.
Is she okay?
No, she's fine. The car is parked too close to her car.
Do you see your type?
That's the daughter,
right? I like the.
Unfortunately, backing her mom.
Right? How old's the daughter? Is it like an adult daughter or like teenager?
I'm feeling like high teens, like maybe like 16, 17-ish. Because, I mean, I couldn't tell, but she had like a little silly backpack on.
All right.
So it just seemed like a younger kid.
Tire. Let's get serious. You see the line that separates these? And then look at this. You need to stay within the lines.
You.
Oh.
You. Don't call women crazy. You're crazy.
I don't know if he called her crazy at some point and it wasn't caught on tape.
Look, you little you bitch! Driving a car like that ass, you're not happy, man. You're an old fart.
Wait, how are you able to deduct that from owning a Jeep that you're not happy?
I mean, she's basically voicing everything she feels and just putting it on this guy. Like, could you be more obvious and transparent?
And I don't know, there was an age limit to Jeeps.
Yeah,
I hope it's not mid-40s.
There's no age limit to Jeeps.
Oh, thank God.
I am.
You're too old to be driving a car like that. It's too big for you.
I'm in disbelief.
Pecker? Yeah, I bet you are. Look at you drive
this,
like it.
This is something
you drive
original.
Like it, you little tiny pecker.
This is
so you
original.
Need that. That is your isn't it? You proud of your old but it's your car, it ain't you. Yeah, I can't get it up. Viagra, my ass. You stupid. Now you're fighting with a woman?
No, I'm not.
You're fighting with a woman, little pecker?
I'm not fighting
son
at all.
Bitch. Go on, man, because I'll take you down, you son of a bitch, anytime.
That's threatening, but it's not. I'm in disbelief.
But
that's a good line. That's threatening, but it's not. Oh, that means you know that. I mean, like, lady, that's in front of your daughter. Like, come on.
She's just lost her mind. And all she had to do is be like, I'm going to pull my car out, and when I get out of the spot, my daughter could get into the car. Like, you can still get into your spot.
And had they been sitting there waiting for him?
I'm not sure. Like, the video just picked up with them arguing.
Jeez.
That, to me, was like, that made my morning seeing that.
Do you have the audio or do you have the video?
I just have the audio.
All right. I just wanted to see what she looked like.
She's like, kind of like, do you eat at TJ's Deli?
Yeah.
She looks like one of the ladies that works there, like an older version of her.
Okay, I got you.
That's my best way to describe her. Like, she's this old Asian lady, but like, just she looks like she'd be the sweetest lady until she starts talking, and then she's just calling a guy and tells me it's a little pecker because he's driving a car.
Yeah, I mean, she's obviously a little unhappy,
and I mean, she is right. Like, anyone who drives a Jeep has little peckers. I mean, I speak on behalf of all Jeep owners.
That's common knowledge.
That would have made my life having that lady just go off on me. because I parked right.
Ah.
I judge people all the time for how they park in those kind of, like, if you can't get your car into a parking lot straight, I think all, like, in my head, I think the worst things about that person. I'm like, you're just the dumbest idiot. Like, how do you go diagonal into a parking lot unless you had a poop and you just had to pull in and run to the bathroom?
I will say this. As somebody that doesn't drive, I forget, like, because people drive every day, like road rage and just little things, like, annoys the crap out of people. I'm always like, we'll get there when we get there. We got plenty of time.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't drive, so I don't have that built up.
It's funny. Like, I've gotten way less road rage as I've gotten older. I just don't care anymore. Like, oh, you just cut me off, whatever. Whereas back in the day, I'd be like yelling and screaming. I would curse the car brand that they own. I'm like, that's what a damn Ford drivers. Oh, yeah. They got a Hillary sticker. F her. The emails.
Like, right. It's like, look, how hard would it, like, I get your, like, you're not rightfully, but you're annoyed. But, like, again, you could have just backed out, got your daughter in the car and gone home.
And move on.
Right. But can't let it go.
No. I love this world that we live in. I love that we have cell phones where we can video these things. Because you know these things have been going on forever.
For sure.
And now we just get moments where we get to expose people that are just miserable human beings. And she's like, you're not happy. As she's yelling at this man. I love it.
You're not happy.
Yesterday, Ted, I made my debut on YouTube. Not really, but we did a thing called SOS Pro Wrestling. And
I saw the promo.
Oh, thanks. Cool.
I was going to watch it, but I got wrapped up watching the NBA playoffs. Sorry. I completely forgot.
That's fine. You and my wife both did not watch it. That's great. This is a great story. So the premise, to give you a backstory about SOS Pro Wrestling, it started completely as a joke. There's a handful of us that get together and we wrestle in our buddy's backyard. He has a ring set up during the nice weather. It's just a small group of us. We don't want to make it anything crazy because just how the world is. And it's just a chance for us, that the people that we kind of trust to be around, to work on stuff. And so we would, like, from time to time have practice matches. And then it just kind of joked about how we should get cameras out here and pretend that it's like a jungle because we're in his backyard and there's all these trees and it just feels like you're, like, in the middle of, like, some deserted island. Well, then, like, the creative juices start flowing, and you know how most great ideas happen, great depending on how you look at it, but it starts from a ridiculous conversation.
I thought you were calling it an island because, like, UFC has Fight Island.
No, we call it an island because we're pretending that we're abandoned. The whole premise of the show is that we were all flying out of Seattle to our respective places. I was going to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland because, you know, I'm a radio star.
All right.
One of the guys was going to Cooperstown because his character, Big Hurt Alan Jepsen, his character is that he's a baseball player.
All right.
And so on and so forth. So everyone's kind of going to their own thing, but we're on this plane that gets sucked into this island, kind of like the TV show Lost.
Yeah.
So now we're on this mysterious island that for some reason has a wrestling ring there. And while on the island, we, of course, have to talk to the camera like a confessional, like the television show Survivor.
All right.
And so we have, like, confessionals. Like, so if you watch the show on YouTube, if you just type SOS Pro Wrestling, you'll find episode one. It's free. It's 20 minutes long.
All right.
And so the episode just starts off with me.
Yeah, I'm Steve Miggs. You probably know that already. I'm on radio. I'm a local celebrity in Seattle. And, I mean, been on TV, too. Movies. Played drums with Stone Temple Pilots. I mean, you guys already know this, but I don't know why we're here. I was going back home to Seattle, and now we're on some weird island. I don't know where my hotel room is. I would imagine it's going to be like the penthouse suite.
I'm Raymond the Mysterious.
So now my opponent.
Right, Raymond. I got you.
Raymond. He's wearing a Ray Mysterio mask. I'm convinced that he's not really a luchador. I think he's undercover or something like that, but we haven't figured that out just yet on this island. But now Raymond needs to do his confessional in front of the camera.
I'm a recovering alcoholic, been sober for the last 3-4 minutes. I'm also a luchador.
Right. My thought process was like, that seems like a weird aggressive twist. And he said 3 or 4 minutes. I was like, oh, all right.
And then, of course, right before we wrestle, it's like part Lost, part Survivor, part old school wrestling fans will get this Mid-South Championship Wrestling where the matches are just short, the television matches. They're not anything crazy or long. Also part Glow, where some of the characters are just ridiculous, but each match starts with us cutting a promo to the other guy, like, while we're in the ring. So this is how our match started off.
Yes! Let's do some lucha here! From local celebrity to island celebrity, it's Steve Miggs right here. I rode first class. I have no idea why I'm here, but I feel great, and I'm ready to kick a luchador's ass.
Start the match!
And yeah, there's someone ringing. There's someone even on the live chat was like, who's ringing the bell?
I just was about to say, wait a minute, is there a ref?
Yes, there's a ref! Yeah, it's Evelyn, and she's got her mask on.
Think about it, it's ridiculous. I like that. Yeah, I'm glad. That was our first thought, too. Like, who's ringing the damn bell?
Well, I don't know. It's just the bell that rings when she says to ring it. And then during the match, whenever a cool move happens, it cuts to the crowd. The crowd's like a gorilla clapping or a monkey clapping or like birds like on branches, like waving their flapping. It's like, it's so ridiculous. I had like someone who messaged me goes, I don't even know what the hell is going on, but I'm very entertained. One of my buddies sent me a message, goes, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. I love it. Another person's like, I don't like wrestling, but I'm really baked. And I like, you know, these are like some of the messages.
I'm going to watch it today.
It's 20 minutes long. Here's the best part, though. So I'm all excited about it. All of us are messaging like, oh, man, this is going to go live. Like I had the pre-show jitters. Like it was actually like, which was cool because it was like you said, like with football, I have something to be excited about again. And like, oh, man, this is going to be fun. And for those that are fans of the Pacific Northwest wrestling scene, you're going to get to see some of the local wrestlers be a part of this. Because as the show continues, it's going to be every other week on Tuesday nights at 8:08 p.m.
Nice.
Every couple of weeks, different people might end up on the island. Then it's part Gilligan's Island. You know, like sometimes randomly the Harlem Globetrotters just show up on the island. And you know, hang out, and then they're just gone. So, like, we want to, like, you know, try and incorporate some of the local talent in this area, the ones that we feel comfortable like getting it in there, and you know, because obviously we're still in a weird world. But yeah, man, it's just something fun and stupid, and the feedback's been really good, which I thought was pretty cool. Won my match too. That's the most important part.
Solid.
Yeah, dude.
Plus, it's just got to be fun to be like physically, because you guys wrestled so much, to be physically in a ring, like doing something,
wearing gear.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole thing, man. And also just kind of like watching our friends also wrestle. Like all of us were just glowing. And then these weren't like, well, at the end of the day, like honestly, it's just like a chance for us to practice matches and keep in shape. Like we're not like, no one's going to come to this and be like, oh, that was a 5-star match. I mean, maybe at some point that will happen, but like some of it's comedic. Some of it's just like very character-based. Like one of the characters, Pitfall Jones, he has amnesia on the island right now. So he doesn't know who he is and why he's wrestling. And he wrestled a party girl by the name of Sammy Sparkles. And she's trying to teach him how to wrestle again. And it's just...
Sammy Sparkles.
It's a great part because he's like, you're young. And she's like, don't worry, I'm legal enough. Or something like... It's like ridiculous lines. It's a chance for us to flex our creative muscles. And
sure.
So if you could check it out, it'd be awesome. But so it's like 8:08 p.m. Or it's 8:07. I'm in bed. And I'm like, oh, I'm so excited. And Sid's lying there next to me. He goes, oh, cool. We're going to watch this. I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, how long is it? And I'm like, oh, it's 20 minutes. And her response devastated me. She looks, goes, and I thought she was joking. She goes, oh, it's that long? I was like,
20 minutes?
I was like, you're kidding, right? She goes, no, I thought this was going to be like 5 minutes or something like that. I'm like, it's 20 minutes. Most wrestling shows they make you watch are 3-4 hours.
I was about to say, 20 minutes is perfect.
3 matches in 20 minutes.
And you guys did production. It couldn't be just 5 minutes.
No. No, we'd spent all this time.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
And then...
I had a real excuse. I was watching NBA playoffs.
I wish that's what she was doing. And then it's 8:08, and then there's a 2-minute countdown for the show to start. So it really didn't start till 8:10. And I look over at like 8:09:30. I'm like, I'm so excited. And I look over, and she's asleep.
No.
And doesn't wake up until the show ends. And he goes, oh, I just fell asleep. I'm sorry. I'm like, I know.
Who could fall asleep that quick?
Be a mom to a 9-month-old. You can fall asleep very quick. That's why I'm not like mad at her for falling asleep. Like if we were both like no kid and well rested, I'd be like, come on, you just forced yourself asleep. No, she'll fall asleep at the drop of a hat. Huh. Like that's our joke. We go to bed and she's like, well, you want to watch our show? I'm like, why? You're going to fall asleep right at the start of it. She's like, no, I won't. No S. 3 minutes into it, she's asleep and I have wrestling on. It was awesome though, dude. I was pretty pumped, and it was cool to see. Like, I got a lot of direct messages from some of our other wrestling friends going, I didn't realize how badly I needed to see you guys wrestle, just kind of for my own sanity.
And they're probably a little jealous.
Yeah, a couple were like, "Hey, how can I get to be a part of this?"
So yeah,
like, yeah. I mean, because it's just like a lot. I was getting messages though from some people because of the way that the thing was all set up. Like, there are these promo flyers saying, you know, Steve Miggs, Final Destination, Cleveland, Ohio. Had somebody say, you're not moving, are you? I'm like, no, it's a wrestling thing. And they're like, good, because 2020 has been crappy enough as it is. I don't need you moving on me. I'm like, no, I'm still in town. Don't worry. I'll still be on the air tomorrow. Another person was like, hey, bro, good luck on your match in Cleveland. Let me know if you need anything. I used to live there. And I'm like, oh, man, do I let him know? Or do I just, it's like, oh, thanks, man.
Gonna buy me a beer after?
Right? Like, let me know the good restaurants. Not realizing we just wrestled in a backyard in SeaTac.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't even think about that. It's right by the airplanes.
I was going to say, can you get audio of the planes coming over? Or do they not pass over his house?
His house is so close to the freeway.
All right.
So, but the freeway gives off a sound that sounds like the ocean.
Yeah. I used to remember my original place when you first met me out here. Right. After a while, when you live right next to like I-5, it literally sounds like the ocean. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but like the rhythm of it. Like at night, waves aren't as big, not as many cars. So during the day, you're just like, oh, yeah.
Dude, there was a house in Linwood, back when I lived in the Linwood area. And one of the houses I almost got was like right off the freeway. And at first I was like, I don't know. And the realtor goes, well, if you just pretend that it's the ocean, it's like you live on the water. And I started listening. And I'm like, well, son of a bitch, it does sound like we're in the ocean.
Yeah. I mean, once in a while, you either get sirens, which really cut through. But other than that, like, I remember like,
that's an ambulance boat.
Yeah. After a while, it's just like, yeah, it's like living next to the ocean. Minus the beach. Fun.
Bikinis.
Funnel cakes.
Saltwater air.
Beach bars.
Yeah, all that. It's exactly the same.
But it's exactly the same.
I think that's everything, man. I think that's oh crap. Yep, it's time to go. God, I never even talked about the karma.
No.
Yeah. Oh, maybe next time.
Are we back next week?
I don't know.
All right. I'll be here.
Yes. Because we're off Monday and Tuesday. I'm moving on Monday.
All right.
Getting into the new house. Can't wait for you to see it, man. I'm very excited about that.
Nice.
I'll definitely share some of the experiences. Next week, we'll definitely go into the karma and all the craziness that's been going on. There's been so many like moments where I'm like, are we doing the right thing? And then like something awesome just happened that's like a sign for us to do the right thing. But yeah, it's just been... I'll be glad when this move is over, man. It's been many sleepless nights, many panic attacks, just because, you know, it's always a good idea to have a 9-month-old, be in the middle of a pandemic, civil unrest, and, you know, fear for your job. Why not add buying a house into the mix and selling a house?
Well, because buying and selling a house is simple on its own.
It is.
You had to complicate it.
Right.
Or I shouldn't say complicate. Make it more difficult, but yet more fun.
It's kind of like being threatened, but not really.
Right.
I want to hear that last line again for that guy.
That's threatening, but not really.
That's threatening, but it's not. I'm in disbelief.
But it's not. You can follow us on Twitter. You can let us know how much you hate the Megacast on ESPN at the Megacast.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah. I should write that guy back and be like, we agree.
Wait to hear from our lawyer.
Should I write that guy back and say, we 100% agree with you?
Yeah.
Because it's not us.
No.
It's like, hey, Huckoff, we agree. I got to now go back on that page and actually respond on Twitter. Yeah. All right. I guess we should go. I'm just rambling.
I was going to say, we can respond to him.
I kind of want to do it now. Otherwise, I'm going to forget, Ted.
All right.
Where is it? What should I say? Just we agree?
Yeah.
We agree.
The ESPN Megacast does suck. feel free to listen to ours. Comes out on Wednesdays.
Right. Hashtag screw the Megacast. I wonder what he's going to...
Somebody's going to see it. I mean, look, at the end of the day, eventually, if you look at it, we had the Megacast before they started that thing.
We have proof.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's like, you know, intellectual property.
Yeah.
We need to sue. Let's get the law office of Joe Grube on this. The mayor. Maybe not sue. Can they at least buy our Twitter handle? I mean, dude, we're already verified. That's a good
thing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Twitter said it. We're good.
We got 1,500 followers. They got a built-in audience.
They might want it.
They'll probably do like Megacast ESPN, get it verified, and have 100,000 followers.
That's exactly what they have.
Yeah. All right, we're out of here.